We better do, I guess, a little bit of old-time banjo right here, Merle. Some of you folks might get to thinking you brung that thing up here for a sort of a stage prop, and that won't do because he can pick the beans I do, and he takes notes. Can you put the banjo in the monitors good and strong without feedback? And see if we can do it, Cliff. Or whoever's up here on the stage monitor. Sure that some of you who are familiar with the good old-time country picking have heard of the late Clarence Ashley and his music, or maybe have heard some of it. It was a mighty pleasant thing to hear Merle pick up the banjo and start playing some of those good old tunes that Tom used to play. I was familiar with Tom Ashley's, or Clarence Ashley's music when I was just a little old boy, but now, I never thought about when I was a little boy ever having the privilege to record a record with him. I had the honor of doing this, the last recording of this particular song we're going to do with Clarence Ashley. It's called The Cuckoo Bird. Oh, you want me to do a little of it the way it was done a long time before Clarence Ashley's time. The song originally was done unaccompanied in a little different form. You know, they used to have what they call minstrel singers on the streets in London and some of the cities in England and other places in Europe. Maybe 400 or 500 years ago, this song's probably 300 years old in its original form.